This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The national ban on semi-automatic assault weapons expired this morning. Congress enacted that law 10 years ago and took no action to renew it. President Bush said he favored extending it, but the Republican leadership in the House declined to permit a vote. That ban has always won strong support in public opinion polls and strong opposition from the National Rifle Association. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
Former Presidents Ford, Carter, Reagan, and Clinton all supported the assault weapons ban. So do many law enforcement organizations, including the Fraternal Order of Police. Back in January 2001, incoming President George W. Bush appeared to back it as well. His pick for Attorney General John Ashcroft was asked about it at a Senate confirmation hearing.
It is my understanding that the President-elect of the United States has indicated his clear support for extending the assault weapon ban, and I would be pleased to move forward with that position and to support that as a policy of this president and as a policy of the Justice Department.
But more precisely, President Bush said he would sign the bill if Congress sent it to him. Then he never asked Congress to do so. Last week, House Majority Leader Tom DeLay said it wouldn't have mattered if he had. Even though the Senate voted to extend the ban last spring, DeLay said he doesn't do things by polls, and he wouldn't bring it up for a House vote.
No, I would not. There's not the votes to pass the bill. If the president asked me, I would tell him the same thing.
The political cast in Washington has changed significantly since 1994, but another difference may lie with the groups that advocate gun control. Tom Diaz is a senior policy analyst at the Violence Policy Center. He's among those in the movement who argue the ban was a Swiss cheese law, too many holes.
This is actually an untold story. There was a very heated debate within the gun control movement, which really culminated in a big meeting where basically the grassroots groups and some of the national groups, including us, said, we will not support an empty law. We want to make this law stronger.
A coalition came together to push for a tougher law with fewer loopholes. For example, the law specifically bans the AR-15 Sporter rifle, but with a few modifications, Bushmaster Firearms could sell a close cousin of the Sporter, the Bushmaster XM-15 AR. That was the gun a pair of snipers used to terrorize the Washington area 2 years ago. But the coalition for a stronger law didn't last. Other gun control groups, including the Brady Center to Prevent Gun Violence, said that going for a stronger bill would only serve to kill the existing ban. Diaz says those groups were too nice to their Democratic and moderate Republican allies on Capitol Hill.
In every other consumer movement that I know of, politicians are not perceived of as your friends. They're perceived of as people that you impose on to do your will. And if they're not going to do that, then you get kind of mad at them. That is not characteristic of the gun control movement.
But it is characteristic of gun rights organizations. The biggest, the National Rifle Association, is well-financed, aggressive, and famous for punishing lawmakers who cross it even once. It helped unseat several Democrats after the 1994 vote, and Democrats remember that. Still, the two leading Senate sponsors of the ban, Democrats Charles Schumer of New York and Dianne Feinstein of California, said last week that Democrats should remember that many of them survived NRA attacks.
I remember in 96, Bill Clinton, President Clinton, master politician that he is, went around to various rural places and say, how many of you have been hurt by either the Brady Law assault weapons ban?
Who's lost their gun?
Who's lost their gun? And no one raised their hand.
Dennis Hennigan, legal director at the Brady Center, says today will be a tough one.
It's going to be a day of sadness. It's also going to be a day of outrage.
Yet both sides are acting as if the lobbying has just begun.
That is not the end of this issue. It is the beginning of the next stage of this issue. We will continue to push for a new bill that will reenact it.
And if Congress doesn't act, the battle may simply move into court, where victims of assault weapons have successfully sued gun shops and one manufacturer. Since March, the Brady Center has helped three sets of plaintiffs win a total of more than $4 million, all of the cases settled without going to trial. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.